Hello, and you're listening to Let's Drone Out. And special thank you to our lovely patrons that helped donate so that we could pay the editor to remove the swear words and silly things we say. Massive thank you to
Carlos Campos,
Art Faulkner,
Sam Dharma.
On with the show.
Telemetry recovered.
Let's drone out.
Welcome to Let's Drone Out, the ninth year. Hooray!
Woo! Imaginary flag.
I am your long-running shadow puppet master, Frank. Joining us this week, we also have everyone's favourite curry kitten.
Hello!
Man with a moustache, Stephen.
Hello! 9 more years!
Jack Buddy Cole.
Howdy.
And Jack himself.
Hello.
You made it. Ninth year. Hooray.
I know. Sorry. If I disappear a lot, you know why.
Just imagine Jack is your Wi-Fi display, but he's just got one bar right now. This is what percentage we've got of a Jack. But that's better than no Jack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. So everyone in the chat, stick in how many years you've been listening.
Yeah.
How many of these 9 years have you been following along? Well,
when was Andy RC last on?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, regularly, because I think I was listening because I got into his channel and then I came over to Let's Drone Out. So the answer for me is, like, I had a couple of years of Andy RC, I guess.
Yeah, I think Emacs was still a thing. And was that before or after the Romans killed Jesus?
We were still using Free Sky then.
Everyone was using Free Sky. Another day, another failsafe. These days it's just like, yeah, I'll just go and rip and like, what's your output power? Like 25 milliwatt. Where are you? 3 fields away behind a brick wall. Okay, fine. No worries.
Don't mind me, I'm just updating all of my receivers.
Yeah. That has slowed down recently. Like, that was a pain in my side about a year ago, but it's been relatively quiet, blissfully quiet, you might say.
In a strange roundabout way, I've actually been sort of tuned in since like the very beginning, because I actually made the theme song for the show. Although I actually wasn't watching that. I don't even think I was flying drones then.
It's a banger, Cole, I have to say.
Yes. That's a 9-plus-year-old beat. So, hey, if it still holds up today, I guess I did all right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's kicking. It's the one bad thing about catching it on YouTube is we don't get that banger intro.
That's right. Yeah.
How long did it take you to make, Carl?
Probably like half an hour.
Was this just clips from GarageBand dragged into the timeline and go, there you go, and I'll just put this Let's Drone Out sample in it?
So believe it or not, no, it was actually just a random beat that I had made that I think, or it was either a random beat that was made or Jack was like, Cole, I need a intro kind of thing. And I made it in like, you know, half an hour.
I think we even
minutes.
Have a remix of that somewhere, don't we? With a couple of sound clips chucked into it, like Tony saying something.
Yeah.
Somewhere, yeah.
Wait for the singles to come out with a number of interesting B-sides.
Yeah.
I'd love for Cole to do a remix and do a sort of like DJ set with his cat.
Yeah.
And like Smoke Machine.
Call out different musical genres and Cole has to do the theme tune in different ways.
All right, next year it'll be for the 10 year I'll have a jazz intro for
if
us.
Anyone's interested. Yeah, I'd like to get some Patreon money. We could get a dub plate cut and Cole could like perform it old school on some decks. If Cole even has decks. Does anyone even have decks anymore, or do you just see them in museums behind glass windows? I have no idea.
I mean, I have a skateboard deck.
Yeah, Curry, have you got a vinyl record player?
A vinyl record player?
Yes, only because I bought it as a sort of wife's present because we found all our old vinyl in the loft. And so I was like, would you like to play this? But once the novelty of actually getting a record out and like wiping it off carefully and putting it on and not being able to go to the track you want and shout at Spotify to play what you want, it becomes a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yep.
I have a huge amount of crap here. I've got a bit of Wild Hearts. I've got some Iron Maiden, classic British rock. I've got Rolling Stones, Beggar's Banquet. And I've also got the classic Ghost, 7 inches of Satanic Panic there as well. All good fun.
You know what's funny about the pre-internet Spotify days? Like, we actually used to know the names of the songs we listened to. Now it's like, oh, put on a playlist and, oh, yeah, that's a cool song. Oh, I'll never remember the name of that song, but I liked that one that just played. Yeah.
Have you ever searched for FBV playlists in Spotify? It's quite interesting.
Is it just like...
It's all like... Yeah,
there's a lot of dubstep,
kind of. Sure. No, well, it used to be. I'm